There was no time for discussion at the top of the embankment. Goldeye was pulled up and over the edge without apparent effort by an extremely large, heavily muscled man, or perhaps a boy, for his face was round and hairless, totally at odds with his mammoth physique. The other two were women, or rather, a young woman and a girl. It took a second for Goldeye to realize they were female, since all three of his rescuers had close-cropped hair and wore baggy green coveralls cinched at the waist, with wide leather belts festooned with pouches and equipment. Long, broad-bladed swords hung in scabbards at their hips, and they all wore heavy black boots. They looked organized, and Goldeye felt suddenly alien in his strange collection of mismatched clothing, with his matted hair showing the dirt of many weeks. He hadn't really been clean since the harsh washing rituals of the dorms. "Come on!" shouted the woman, grabbing him by the shoulder and starting to run. Goldeye stiffened, resisting, then lurched forward as the strong man almost picked him up by one arm. It was either run or have his arm ripped off. "I run," blurted Goldeye, picking up the pace. Immediately the others released him, and he almost fell again before matching their stride. "I'm Ella," said the woman, speaking in short bursts as they ran. "That's Rum."
"And I'm Nind."
The girl was small, maybe only as old as Goldeye, 15 or thereabouts. Ella was much older, older than anyone Goldeye had ever seen, except in pictures. She looked as old as the women on the posters that were slowly peeling off the walls and billboards around the city. Drum was harder to place, with a face as young as Goldeye's on a body that was easily twice as massive. And he hadn't said a word.
"The lane!"
Ella called out, and the four of them suddenly changed direction, plunging down steps into a narrow alley where the fog lay even thicker, soaking up the light. Halfway along they stopped, so suddenly that Goldeye would have crashed into Nind if Drum hadn't held him with one enormous hand.
"Nind?"
asked Ella, her breath making the fog eddy around her face. Nind closed her eyes and her forehead wrinkled. A second later, she started chewing slowly on the knuckle of her forefinger, then more quickly, till Goldeye thought she was actually going to break the flesh.
"There are trackers in Rose Street."
Eyes still closed, she mumbled the words out over her knuckle.
"But they have no orders. There is a winger above the fog, taking messages west. I can't hear anything else thinking clearly."
"Thanks," said Ella. "We'll take a quick rest before moving on." She looked at Goldeye properly then, and her expression changed, the way it always did when anyone saw his eyes. They weren't normal human eyes at all, blue or brown or green irises against the white. His pupils and irises were gold, bright gold, and he knew this meant that these people would leave him right away, or worse.
"Interesting eyes," Ella said calmly. "Shade will want to see you. Must have been born right at the time of the change. What's your name?"
Goldeye frowned. He hadn't spoken to anyone for a long time, or even thought in words, but at least she hadn't hit him or tried to poke his eyes out with a knife the way other people had.
"Come on," said the one called Nind. "Out with it."
Goldeye looked at her, startled. All these questions made it hard for him.
"Your name?"
explained Ella, talking more slowly.
"Tell us your name."
"Goldeye," he muttered.
There had been another name in the dormitory, but no one had ever used it. He pointed at his eyes.
"Goldeye, because Goldeye's